We just heard that there will be no new cinema at Chantry Place. This week, Derek James looked back at a boom time for cinemas in our region. Caroline Wood will read his contribution.
When buildings, which played a leading role in many lives, come tumbling down, we often hear the memories from people who worked in them. Long before Anglia Square arrived in Norwich, there was another cinema called the Odeon, which opened its doors in 1938, boom time for the picture houses before television. And one gentleman who worked at the original cinema was George Shepherd, 1911 to 1966, the son of a city police officer who was at the Boltoff Street Theatre from the day it opened. Back in the 1930s, cinemas were opening across Norfolk and Suffolk, and the Odeons were true picture palaces. The gentleman behind them was a very clever businessman by the name of Oscar Deutsch, who built a chain of luxury cinemas across the country. As for the name Odeon, it is said to have come from ancient Greece, meaning a roofed building used for musical and poetry performances. But it's also a mnemonic coined from Oscar Deutsch Entertains Our Nation. Oscar spent millions of pounds building lavish cinemas across the land in the depressed 1930s. The first in East Anglia was in Clacton-on-Sea, Ipswich followed, and then Lowestoft. They were major developments which offered much needed work, and the openings were grand events carried out by civic leaders. Money raised went to help local charities and good causes. And the final opening ceremony in East Anglia was at Norwich in February 1938, designed by Basil Herring, overseen by Harry Whedon, and built by Stanley Leighton of Lowestoft. Many buildings, courts and yards between Boltoff and Magdalen Street were demolished to make way for the largest cinema north of London, with 2,054 seats. I have heard from Richard Shepherd of Holt, and it was his father, George, a man of principle, who went to work at the cinema from its opening date. Before that, he had worked at what he called the Poor Law on Beauthorpe Road in Norwich, where his experiences shaped his life. He always said that many of the tramps who used the casual ward in the Hungry 1930s were only on the road because they were too proud to sit at home while their mothers and sisters were the breadwinners, said Richard. And when he arrived at the Odeon, he found the conditions of service left many of the staff vulnerable, no matter how well they worked. George, who became chief of staff, was the prime mover in bringing a trades union to the Odeon. Oscar Deutsch and Tom O'Brien, then head of TUC, met at Boltoff Street, and the cinematographic trades union was the outcome. Dad volunteered for the RAF when the Second World War broke out, but was turned down on medical grounds. He had long-term chest problems, which eventually led to his death in 1966, said Richard. The family were evacuated to Heigham, badly hit in the city blitz, and moved out to Salhouse. Dad's political past caught up with him during the war. He took work in a boat building yard, but as a founder of a trades union, he was looked on with suspicion in wartime, and had to eat his meals on his own and that kind of thing. It must have been mortifying for one who was naturally sociable and sincere to be ostracised, added Richard, who went on to serve in the MOD police for 25 years and in retirement spent his time writing a book with Barry Mensah called George Burrow, The Dingle Chapters. Had his father lived to retirement age, he could also have written some marvellous stories on his life in Norwich. He was a pigeon fancier, and there is a cup, the George Shepherd Lerwick Trophy, named after him. He also knew some great characters such as Charlie Kettringham and the boxing champion Jack Foster. By 1971, the original Odeon was demolished to make way for the replacement, an award-winning Odeon in the new Anglia Square, designed by Norwich architects Alan Cook and partners. Now that has gone, but the name lives on at the Odeon on Wherry Road in Norwich.
Oscar Deutsch entertains our nation. Well, I never. Thank you, Caroline.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. John Harbin and Elaine Smith are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features. But for now, it's goodbye from both Phil Harrison and myself, Alison Aplin. Goodbye.